The game is changing. We're talking how local businesses get found on search engines on episode number 50 of Power to the Small Business. Let's get started.
Branding, experience, conversation, promotion, powerful marketing, empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
Well, howdy. Welcome to my audio sheet. A little curling lingo mixed in there for you. A sheet in curling refers to that long sheet of ice where curling is played. So once every 4 years, I get my curling fix, and I'm sad to see the Winter Olympics end. But that does allow us to bring the focus back to marketing, and that's what I'm here to do today. A couple of reminders before we get started today, and it is a great episode that I think is going to change your mind on a few things. I know it did for me as I was prepping and editing the show. First, my home bases on the web are my two sites, themarketingspotblog.com for my blog. The company website is themarketingspot.com. I'll post show notes and links from episode number 50 on my blog, themarketingspotblog.com. My email address, if you have questions, comments, suggestions, is jay, at themarketingspot.com. Reminder, on March 23rd, I will be at Optimization Summits in Dallas presenting my Build an Awesome Brand series. I just can't recommend this event enough for small businesses. 2 days, incredible speakers and teachers, and all for the low price of $304 if you use the discount code TheMarketingGuy when you register. No spaces, all one word, TheMarketingGuy. Incredible price, incredible event, OptimizationSummits.com. I'll post a link in the show notes, but it's optimizationsummits.com with an S at the end of summits. And it's not too late to start planning for another great event for small businesses. Small Biz Social Media Summit is July 5th and 6th in the heart of America, Hutchinson, Kansas. It's another one of those roll up your sleeves, get some work done events, great ideas, great teachers again, and unbelievable value, $200. That's it, $200. My session will be about how to use social media and other online tools to optimize your business presence online. Thanks to the incredible Deb Brown for making that event a reality. The website is smallbizsocialmediasummit.com. That's smallbizsocialmediasummit.com. And again, I'll put a link in the show notes. So I hope to see you in either Dallas in March or Kansas in June. But right now, it's time to eat what's on the plate in front of us, and that's local search. The game is changing, folks. To find out how and what to do about it, I corralled local search expert Mike Ramsey of Nifty Marketing. It's important stuff. Let's get to it. Okay, and we go to the Skype line now. We're waiting. Is Mike Ramsey. He is the owner of Nifty Marketing. It's a nationally recognized local search consulting company, and he hails from Burley, Idaho. That's a cool name, Burley, Idaho. Recently, Mike was asked to be a local and mobile columnist for Search Engine Journal. He also writes regularly about ranking tactics on his search marketing blog. Most importantly, he's a proud husband and a father. Hey, Mike, welcome to the big show.
Hey, well, thank you, Jay. I'm glad to be here.
Topic today is local search, how to get in those local search engines. And Mike, that's just becoming increasingly important now for local small businesses, isn't it? I mean, local search, it seems like that may actually be taking over what we thought of as traditional search.
Definitely the case. And it's funny because really it's kind of hit mainstream just over this past year and a half. Where a lot of small business owners have started to take notice, really, really just revved up on the internet.
Let's explain the lingo here a little bit and the term local search. What is local search? How does it work?
I look at local search and I really put it into four categories. The first category would be internet yellow pages. You know, sites like Yelp, Super Pages, City Search, Urban Spoon, just sites that have a lot of local small business information. Then we go into geo-focused organic SEO or search engine optimization. I know that's a big title, but ultimately if you go to Google and type in a Dallas plumber, for instance, then the normal search results that come up, you'll have businesses that have showed up or will show up under Dallas plumber. Mm-hmm. Then you have geo-focused pay-per-click, which is the paid advertising on places like Google, Yahoo, Bing. They come up on the right-hand sidebar or in the yellow box up above at the top of the page. And most importantly, and the thing that most people have really started to ask a lot of questions about, are local listing results that are now appearing on Google, Bing, and Yahoo. And those would be a picture of the map with, you know, between 1 to 10 businesses, depending on the website, whether Google, Bing, or Yahoo, where they display, you know, a little button or a balloon, as a lot of people call it, pointing at the business on the map, and then just basic information, the company name, the address, and maybe the amount of the reviews or a bit more information.
Yeah, that's just been popping up so much lately. Like you gave the example of plumber in Dallas or landscaping in Waco or wherever, you know, a dry cleaner in Burley, Idaho.
Yeah.
Do you have a dry cleaner in Burley, Idaho?
There might be one. I'm sure there's one here. I don't know. No, there is for sure.
How big is Burley?
Oh, Burley's about 10,000 people. There's a couple of surrounding cities, so the total area is probably roughly 30,000.
Didn't mean to get us off topic here, but the big daddy is Google, of course, and you talked about those local listing results. If you do, for example, type plumber in Dallas, it'll turn you the local results with, like you said, the map and those little balloons. And mostly right now I find Google's like listing about 7. I'm calling it the Google 7-pack.
Yeah, the 7-pack is how we call it in the industry.
But what if you're a local business and someone searches plumber Dallas, and Dallas is a big area, and Google gives you that 7-pack, do people go past that 7-pack? You know, what if you're not in that 7-pack? Will you get found?
If somebody's going to Google to do the search, if you're not in the 7-pack as a local business, your visibility just drops so much. I mean, basically, if you're showing up anywhere else, you're going through 7 listings that are built as eye candy. I mean, they're colored. There's a big map in the way. You know, not too many people are gonna trudge through that and go too far beyond. Now, you can still get traffic, but the key fact and matter is, I mean, with the 7-pack at the top of the results, it's becoming just more and more important for businesses to be there because people are clicking on that map. They're clicking on those listings. They're looking for more information on those businesses. So as a small business owner, you really do want to make sure you're visible on those 7 listings.
I mean, this is really important because Google gets like, 65 to 70% of all searches right now. People go online, right? They use Google mostly,
yep.
Right? So if that 7-pack, people will rarely go past that 7-pack, and it's so important to get found in that 7-pack. You know, what can you do as a local business owner to influence your position in those local search rankings?
The main thing that you need to do is understand what's known as a Google Places page. Okay, so if you do a search, let's say we'll go back to our dry cleaner in Burley search. So if you search that and the local listing showed up, there's usually a little link right next to the listing that says more or maybe the amount of reviews. If you click on that, it'll take you to a Google Places page. What that does is it shows you everything that's listed about that given business that Google has, you know, on file. So first most important thing is understanding that, okay? Because as you understand that, you are able to claim that business information. You can actually go in, it's called the Local Business Center, and you know, create an account there. You claim and verify your listing and make sure that the information is correct. You know, you can add pictures, make sure your phone number is correct. You can make sure your address is correct. So claim your data. Outside of that, the biggest thing to understand here, and I will be providing a few references and places afterwards on my blog where people can go to find information, you know, some of the links that I'm talking about. The Google Local Business Center is ultimately just a place that is pulling in data from all across the web. you have to make sure that as a business owner, that that data that's out on the web is correct. So there's sites like InfoUSA, Localese, Axiom, another one called Universal Business Listing, and these are basically data providers. They plug information into it, just all throughout the internet and into the offline world. We call it NAP, which is name, address, and phone number. You've got to make sure that your name, address, and phone number for your business is exactly the same and matched everywhere on the web. So if I do a search on Superpages for this Burley dry cleaner, then I better see the exact same information that's in the local business center, because ultimately all of that just funnels right down to Google. And so if all the data is the same, then basically Google will trust that listing more and ultimately rank it higher than somebody who maybe has a misspelled name here or the wrong phone number here. And so Google says, well, is this the right place? Is this the right phone number? Do we have the right address? No. Okay, let's push it down the listings.
Let's stop here for a second, Mike, because I think this is pretty important. So you're saying the focal point of these Google local listings is the local, your listing with Google's local business center then. That's the focal point of what gets found in the 7-pack?
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. That places page, the data that's shown on there is ultimately a large amount of why companies are ranking the way that they are.
So if you don't have a listing in that Google Local Business Center, it's likely that you might not even show in the 7-pack or in those local search results?
No, you wouldn't be able to. Now, most companies, I would say by now, if your company's been around for a while, you have a listing, whether you know it or not. The question becomes, is it claimed? And you need to go and claim that listing. If you don't have it, still through the Google Local Business Center, you can actually create a brand new listing.
We're speaking with Mike Ramsey. He has a company called Nifty Marketing out of Burley, Idaho. He's a local search expert. All right, so claiming that listing is critically important. By the way, we will put all these links in the show notes, and I'll link to Mike's blog also, where you can find some of the links that he's talking about here to help you out and make sure all your information is correct. So what I hear you saying right now, Mike, is claim your listing on the Google Local Business Center, make sure all your information is correct, and then in all the places that you are on the web, make sure that information is also correct. Now, where does the website come into this picture? Having a website, how important is that into these local search rankings?
Well, it's not as important as most people think it is. You will see still today sites that rank highly without having a website, because ultimately the information that Google used to rank is largely outside, just on other web pages, not just your own. Now, it is definitely better to have one, and the main thing on that website is still making sure that your listing, your business name, your business address, and your business local phone number the exact same as you have it in the local business center. So a website becomes much more of a selling factor than a ranking factor in local search. But it's not as important as having your information, let's say, all across the web.
This is troubling to me because you trust Google to be this unbiased. I mean, you go on there thinking Google is fairly and unbiased about collecting all this search data, but really what they're trying to do is funnel everybody through Google, and they give preference to businesses. It used to be this secret algorithm that nobody knows will get you higher up in the search rankings, and you try to create good content and have your place on the web. But now it seems like Google says, hey, if you want to get listed by us, you kind of have to play by our rules, and we're going to make you be listed with us rather than us just being fair and judging the web fairly through our algorithm.
Yeah, I can see that point. There's definitely two sides, because there's still listings that are at the top that have not been claimed, that people haven't done anything because Google has gathered that data from across the web. But, they'll give preference to somebody who does. I mean, in the end of the day, Google's a business. with most businesses, they're in it to make money. If not, they can't survive. You know, there's two sides to the sword for sure.
I just want to stay on this a little bit because you and I have discussed a little bit offline, and we can discuss it now about Google showing preference to certain things that are important to Google, and it goes to my point here about Google no longer being really unbiased anymore, because I started noticing in the last month or two that there's an inordinate number of businesses in the Google local business listings that have a super pages link to it. And I did a little digging and found out that from a super pages rep that if you buy a super pages ad, an online yellow pages type directory, they automatically populate your Google local business listing. So that information comes directly over from super pages into Google local. And so if you start searching some of your local search results, you'll find that a high percentage of them are linked to super pages. So now if you're spending money with super pages, you have an advantage in my mind of being in the local search results for Google. And, you know, that's just not fair.
I can see that if super pages is providing a lot of data, then a business listing could become strengthened and ultimately rank well. Now, yet again, I'm not playing too much of the devil's advocate, but there are multiple sites that Google pulls data from. Superpages is one of the few IYPs that might have, you know, like you've mentioned and has been speculated for quite some time, a connection where data is automatically brought in to a listing and helps with the trust rank of that listing. But I've seen, you know, from being in the industry, doing a lot of work on a lot of local listings, I've seen super pages come up on listings that rank well, and I've seen it on listings that have so many problems in it that it's like, you know, strip everything out and start all the way over.
Yeah.
But I see that as more of Google getting correct business information than trying to give preference to super pages. I wouldn't say having a listing in super pages is vitally important. Sometimes, depending on the industry, another site might actually be held higher, you know, with higher trust rank. But, you know, at the same time, I don't know if Google's making a profit from super pages on having this or not. You know, that's information that's probably disclosed, and there could be numerous sites doing that. But super pages is definitely taking a brunt of some of that speculation now.
Well, I don't want to try and create a super pages controversy here, because we're here to help local businesses get into the 7-pack or get found. Let's say you don't make it into the 7-pack. Even if you claim your local business listing, go back to the plumber in Dallas area. There are more than 7 plumbers in Dallas. By the way, I checked. There are 3 dry cleaners listed in Burley, Idaho.
There you go.
If you can't make it into the 7-pack, what can you do? Does the 7-pack change? Can you move up? Can you horn your way in?
The 7-pack changes on a regular basis. It's just like the normal search results, and there's companies who have built a business model around helping other companies do that, and there's a lot of small business owners who have, you know, successfully navigated their way to the 7-pack themselves. It is a system that does have its own algorithm. David Mim puts out a study each year on what those ranking factors are. So if you go to davidmim.com, there's a big old square button right on his homepage that is the 2009 local search ranking factors, and the 2010 one will be out sometime later this year. I mentioned a few of those things, like making sure your data was correct. We could definitely move into some of the next things that I would consider most important, and that would be reviews.
Yeah, you recently wrote an article on Search Engine Journal about how reviews affect rankings. You know, how important are they in the mix? I guess you think they're pretty important because it's the next thing you brought up.
The reason that I put reviews so high isn't because, you know, let's say this certain golden amount of number of reviews is going to bump you up to top spot. Reviews work in so many different ways in my mind. One, when I do personal searches, you know, when I have gone to Google to do a search for a local company, and I see 7 companies listed, And right to the side of those companies, there's usually a review count. If the company has reviews on it, it'll say how many. And then I can click on that and read those reviews. Google, as well as gathering this, you know, business information data, they gather reviews from all across the web. I mean, there's literally unlimited amounts of review sites that they gather from, and it's industry specific. You know, if you're a restaurant, Urban Spoon, you know, and even, you know, I see Superpages reviews popping up. I see Insider Pages, City Search. Companies that have reviews, and especially as they move into larger amounts of reviews, it helps rankings. It proves that a business is trusted by Google, because if people are willing to leave a review about a company, then, you know, that means that that company is at least a real legitimate business where it says it is.
So are you saying that reviews count, yes, but do more reviews count, or do positive reviews count? Do negative reviews count against you? How does that work?
I would say as of right now, and you know, it changes, but as of now, I would say number of reviews makes a difference, more so than how positive a review is. Review number counts. Now, I hate telling people that, because then, you know, I see the look, the dollar signs pop into the small business owner's eyes. Like, I've got friends, I've got families, I have 14 Google accounts that I can go, and I'm going to just pump up my business listing with, you know, all these different reviews. If you get caught with fake reviews, I mean, you get slapped in the face and tossed around and, you know, banned from everywhere. You know, and if a customer finds out they're fake, they'll leave a review saying, you know, oh, that's the owner's review. I mean, it can just be a nightmare. So though it matters, what I suggest and what I set up with businesses is I try to come up with a really good review system to get honest customer feedback. Look at the reviews within your industry that are being pulled into Google. So if I own a restaurant, and I see that Urban Spoon is being mentioned a lot by businesses, or basically if the information is being pulled in by Google, then I want to make sure that I'm directing people towards Urban Spoon. Now, Google Maps also has its own review system, so you know that reviews left there are also going to be very important. So it's just key to find the sites that Google's using for your industry to pull reviews from, and make sure you're directing customers to those places to leave reviews. And you know, you might want to give them a guide, because a lot of those places, it's kind of difficult to know how to leave a review, so make sure that you're giving your customers an easy path to get to those reviews.
David, I got another question regarding websites, because we're focusing so much on the Google local business listing. The old axiom used to be, you know, create content on your website to get found in search engines. I mean, the more content you create, the more Google can find. We recommend things like blogs for local businesses. Does that stuff still count anymore? Will that enhance your local search engine listings, you know, if you have a blog on your site or you create lots of content?
You know, I don't see that being a huge factor into your actual local business listing. It's going to help you with your organic rankings. You know, if you're writing a relevant blog and people are linking to it, then that'll definitely help you, which is important for local still. I think that as well as those seven listings, pay-per-click and normal organic search are still very, you know, strong ways to get people to come, especially if you're showing up in all three places. But for the local business center, sites that have a blog, sites that don't have a blog, that won't determine your 7-pack ranking. So,
wow, the game is changing, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And maybe someday that will be factored in. And the web page, you know, I do see the day where Google uses a lot more of the web page company's website to, you know, factor into that local algorithm. But
so if this is catching some of our listeners by surprise, wow, when did all the 7-pack and Google local business listing stuff happen? And now they're going to have to react to it. Give us a glimpse of the future. What's coming? What do we need to start prepping for now that so we can be proactive rather than reactive?
When it comes to the actual 7-pack and, you know, the Google Map listings, I think that the area I see that going, there's a couple things that I wanted to mention about this. One is the featured listing idea. Right now in Houston, and I think it's San Francisco, Google's testing featured listing in Google Maps. Now, what that is, it doesn't help your ranking, but you basically get a little highlighted yellow sticky note type thing put next to your listing, and you can direct them to whatever you'd like to, pages, reviews, you know, a website, videos with this little sticky featured listing note. That's $25 a month, which is so small compared to most super pages, not necessarily super pages, just yellow pages ads that you could do elsewhere. And I think that's going to be big for businesses. I think Google's going to make a ton of money off of it.
Yeah.
But two, I think that anything that will allow for a business to stand out a bit more will ultimately lead to a bit more traffic, especially if you're in the top seven listings. You know, if you're in the seventh place with one of those and you're the only one that has that little featured listing thing, then you might stand out more than the top six that are above you. Now, that's not rolled out everywhere.
Do we have an indication of when those featured listings are coming to everywhere?
I've heard speculation just sometime this year, but I would look for it. I would definitely be watching because you don't want to be the last one on the block if it does roll out. So that's one aspect where I see that being kind of something to watch. The next thing was what I pointed out in my last Search Engine Journal article. When it comes to reviews, something that Google's doing right now is actually looking into what's said in the reviews. Is the quality of food mentioned? Is the type of food mentioned? Is the service mentioned in the review? And they're gathering this and doing semantic analysis. Mainly, I would say right now it's really big in restaurants because they actually have a ton of reviews for Google to gather the data on. You can actually see how well a company's rated on maybe their salad or on their service or on their atmosphere based on the information that people have provided in reviews. I see before very long Google being able to provide honest feedback on something like best tasting salad in New York City. Instead of just seeing a listing who somebody tried to optimize for those keywords, mm-hmm. Google will actually be able to show a local business, you know, a local business list where they looked at the amount of reviews and just user-generated content that people have written about this company and be able to say, hey, this salad, it was a 5-star rating and the review talked about the salad. And if they have enough of those, then they could bring that back. And so you're going to be able to see a lot more of that, you know, of that roll into what Google's capable of actually displaying. So I see that being a big place to go. And it also really says to me that a business, you know, in the future is going to have to watch their online reputation just so much more because those reviews, I mean, how bad would it be if you showed up for the nastiest restaurant in a certain city or the dirtiest restaurant because of the reviews that were left. I mean,
yeah.
it might be a funny thing for a day, but it would ruin your business.
Yeah, it would be
bad. So you have to watch the reviews people are leaving about your company.
Well, Mike, it sounds like we could go on probably talking all day, and I imagine you could since it's what you do all day long about local search, but it is definitely important for local businesses to keep up with this stuff. And so we'll post these links in the show notes and also post a link to Mike's blog where you can learn more about local search. As you can see, he knows a lot. Mike, if we want to find you on the web, where can we?
I'd probably say the best two places would be my personal site, niftymarketing.com. And from there, you know, you can see business information and also my blog where I talk a lot about ranking, different things to do to rank. Next would probably be Search Engine Journal under just my name. You can do a search for my name and see any articles that I've written there. And then on Twitter, I'm very active on there to the dismay of my wife.
Yeah, mine too.
And my Twitter name's just Nifty Marketing, no spaces. So you can get me on Twitter there and ask any questions.
All right, Mike, we appreciate all the information you've given us here today on Power to the Small Business.
Hey, well, thank you a lot. I had a great time.
Okay, that's Mike Ramsey of Nifty Marketing. Okay, let's digest what we just heard from Mike and some of the takeaways. First, search engines are the modern-day yellow pages, and Google is by far the top choice. But unlike yellow pages, you don't have easy access to all the listings. You know, you could just flip a page and see another listing. Only the top seven, at least right now. And if you're a local business and you're not in the top 7 of the local search results, it's very difficult for you to be found by customers who may actually be looking for your services. Now, second, if you want to be in that 7-pack, there are a couple of things you can do to enhance that probability. One is to claim your listing in the Google Local Business Center. I've blogged about this. I've created a video about it. I've had a webinar about it. If you have not done it, what are you waiting for? Do it today. Claim your listing. Go to google.com/local/ad, as in ADD, google.com/local/ad. I'll put that link in the show notes. All right, then there's the second part of this, and that's reviews. I'm seeing the importance of reviews raised, not just from what Mike said today, but on other blog posts too. Get people to review your business. Ask them to do it. Ask customers. Get them to find your business on Google and leave a review. So find your listing on Google, claim it, fill in all the information, and then take the actual web address of your listing. Now, it's going to be this long, complicated web address. So here's what you do. You take that and you use a tool called a URL shortener. That's what takes these big web addresses and compresses them down into something a little bit easier to remember. It's called a URL shortener. I use one called budurl.com. That's bud, budurl.com. There's also one called bit.ly, bit.ly. But go to a URL shortener, take that long address, that long URL address to your Google local business listing, shorten it into something easy to copy and remember, print it on a business card. That's right, print it on a business card and hand it out to every single customer. Send that link to your listing to everyone on your email list. For the next couple of months, I suggest you put a heavy emphasis on reviews. Now, where does this leave you with your website and or your blog? It depends on if you are a local business serving local customers in a local community, but it's different if you're not. For example, The Marketing Spot, my company, I serve businesses anywhere in the English-speaking world. For local businesses, what I get from our talk with Mike is that websites are just not that important for local search engine juice, at least not like they used to be. However, once a customer is interested in you, that website becomes more important. People still frequently turn to a company's website for information before they do business with that company. You have an advantage over a company that has no website if you both show up in the 7-pack. Now, if you're a business with a reach beyond a local community, one that doesn't get found by using a geographic search term such as accountants, Chapel Hill, North Carolina, but rather they search for something like CEU credits for accountants, then your website and your blog are still critically important. Keep your focus on creating fresh content on your website that informs and educates potential clients. Whew. Wow, that's a lot. No one said this was going to be easy, right? Hey, if you're still confused or you need help with a marketing strategy, give me a call. It's what I do. The first conversation is free with no obligation. All my contact information is on my website, themarketingspot.com. All the show notes from today's episode, including links, even the ones Mike Ramsey listed, will be on the blog, themarketingspotblog.com. That's themarketingspotblog.com. And this podcast is also on iTunes. Search for Power to the Small Business. You can subscribe and it will download automatically to your iTunes, absolutely free. And if you are a subscriber, hey, help a podcaster out. Please go to iTunes and review this show. It helps us get found by other people. And more importantly, it massages my ego. Remember, the audio comment line is 254-433-8529. That's 254-433-8529. Leave a comment, question, remark, suggestion, but please, no requests for money. That's it for now. Be back in 2 weeks with another episode of the Internet Show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the Internet Show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the Internet Show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
And special thanks to Mary Lynn Foster of the Big Success Podcast for creating the opening and closing voiceovers of Power to the Small Business. You can find Mary Lynn at the Big Success Show, BIGGSuccess.com.